This sound, like falling rain, is the clatter of women in the medieval walled town of Anghiari, reviving the art of lace making in their region. It's just one of the efforts locals have made to keep life in a Tuscan town that's off the beaten tourist track, an hour and a half by bus from the nearest central train station in Arezzo. They hope that by resurrecting traditional arts and crafts, they'll encourage visitors to the area and ensure its survival.
My mother, her cousins and my aunts were all great lace makers because in those days it was the only way of making money in the region.
Carla Zanchi and her two friends are each seated in front of three-legged stools, each topped by an oval cushion. Their fingers fly as they flick linen threads weighted down by dozens of wooden bobbins over and under pins attached to a design on the stool. The Angherese call the bobbins piombini or plum bobs because they look similar to the lead weights used by builders to ensure beams of wood are straight. The sound of the piombini flying over the cushions is a soothing counterpart, as Carla explains the importance of the art called the tombolo in Anghiari.
It was a way of getting a little bit of money together without taking it away from a family budget that in those days was already slim. There were a lot of people who used to make lace out of personal need.
Located between the Tiber and Arno rivers, Anghiari was never a place of plenty. The townspeople were mostly tenant farmers, working the land of a few aristocratic families. Half of everything they grew was given away as taxes. If the harvest was poor, it was the people who starved. Still, the sense of community was strong in Anghiari. Its traditions were a way of lightening the load. The tombolo, too, was an important social outlet for the overworked wives and daughters of the town.
It was a way, among others, of getting together. After preparing dinner and bathing the children, the women collected outside their homes in the middle of the street and worked together for an hour or two, chattering and gossiping as they worked.
The tombolo fell into disuse as Anghiari languished in the decades after the Second World War. The townspeople moved away to cities where there was more money and opportunity. The women found better paying work in factories. In recent years, the tombolo has experienced a renaissance, part of a growing nostalgia for the traditions that cemented society and helped it endure the miseria, the years of poverty. Many believe reviving the old crafts will help Anghiari survive in the modern world too, by attracting tourism and bringing much-needed jobs to the region. But Carla knows it won't be easy.
I don't think there's anyone left in the region who makes lace for a living because, to be honest, demand has dropped. These are pieces that cost a lot to finish.
So Carla Zanchi and her friends have taken up the cudgels, or rather their linen bobbins and pins, on behalf of the tombolo. They've taught around 50 women the techniques, and Carla says they'll continue doing so to keep the art and the town alive.
There's a great satisfaction in seeing things made well that for so long weren't made, even if it is work that takes quite a few hours to complete.
Jean Di Marino, CBC News, Anghiari, Italy.